The MacArthur Genius Grants unveiled their winners today. Among the fellows are Ta-Nehisi Coates, author of the best-selling book Between the World and Me, and Lin-Manuel Miranda, the writer and star of the Broadway musical Hamilton. Now, each genius gets $625,000 over the course of 5 years, no strings attached. The fellows are chosen for improving the world in imaginative, unexpected ways. Kartik Chandran is an associate professor in the Department of Earth and Environmental Engineering at Columbia University, and one of 24 winners of this year's MacArthur Genius Fellowships. Professor, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
A lot of people see sewage, they see wastewater, and they see something that reviles them and pushes them away. What do you see?
Well, I refuse to see the negatives. When I take a look at sewage, fecal sludge, food waste, and these other so-called waste streams, I see something which is very highly enriched in chemicals, in energy, and resources, including water.
It's one thing to build an industrial plant to treat sewage. It's another thing to do it on a very small level, in villages and towns in places like Africa where they really need this. You've done that too, and you've said that the real question is how small can you do it?
Absolutely. You know, I'm an engineer, and traditionally our holy grail has been in one direction, scaling up. And so one stamp of legitimacy is that for any process, any technology that's developed is how big, what is the biggest installation? But that's fine, that's needed. But indeed, on the other, we have to start looking at the other end of the spectrum, because these massive centralized treatment systems that run after just clean water, these systems are not limited in some cases by financial resources. They are limited mainly by the localized availability of energy, localized availability of chemicals. And so what happens really then is that, we have billions of people on this planet who don't have access to this centralized model, these big centralized treatment plants. And so therefore, we are now looking at the other end of the spectrum. What is the smallest we can go? How can we start impacting communities? We're also talking about waste streams which are not diluted with just wash water and water that we use for showers and stuff like that. So we're talking about concentrated streams. Systems can be much smaller, they can be localized, and they can be run on the chemicals and the fuels that are produced from those very waste streams, and in addition, produce clean water.
So what does the vision look like? You know, as you close your eyes, or maybe better yet, walk over to your whiteboard to draw us a picture of your vision for a renewable waste operation for a small village in Ghana, let's say. Give me a sense of what that actually looks like. Attachments on individual toilets, a pond outside of the village that feeds your system. What does it look like?
Okay. Maybe I can start with the practical, and then we'll go towards something that I aspire towards. The practical is still, we are talking about for communities, for a few families, systems that provide sanitation and recover energy and nutrients, let's say, for a few families. Aspirationally, we have to work on this. I'm thinking personalized sanitation. We are at a point where we are talking personalized medicine. It would be wonderful to talk about personalized, individualized sanitation.
And what does that mean? Attachments with the proper bacteria, the proper enzymes that go right on an individual outhouse or individual bathroom that can be used right on the family's farm?
Indeed. And let me just pose this question to you. We have wastewater treatment plants running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, isn't it? We are not producing this human waste 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why do we have a system? Why do we need a system that is running, consuming energy, consuming chemicals all the time? So what we need to do is per use, perhaps it's like a television. You switch it on when you need it, you attain your objectives and switch it off.
Kartik Chandran, let's talk about you just for a moment. What was it like when that phone rang? Describe the feeling of being a MacArthur genius.
Well, I had just come back from India on a long flight, so I was very jet lagged, and I'd just come back from lecturing for 3 hours straight, and I was a bit exhausted, and I just heard the first sentence, and after that, I don't remember a lot. I was nearly speechless and just excited.
Well, what an accomplishment, and if I can say on your behalf, what an honor, and it's a pleasure to have you, Kartik Chandran. Congratulations.
It's my pleasure, and I hope I can continue doing this work with the support and the recognition that this award has afforded me.
Kartik Chandran is an associate professor in the Department of Earth and Environmental Engineering at Columbia University. He has won this year's MacArthur Genius Fellowship along with 23 others. Professor, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.